Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by the acting president of the Guthrie County Park and Recreation Board, Chris Bundy. We're going to be talking today about the renovations coming up to Mitchell Park. It seems like a pretty full-scale operation. They'll be doing it piece by piece, but hopefully within the next couple of years or so, it'll look a lot different than what you see now. So first of all, Chris, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me and giving me the opportunity to discuss this a little more broadly with your audience.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm glad to. Of course, this is the Let's Talk Guthrie County program, and Guthrie Center's Mitchell Park there has been there for a very long time. You've been in the Guthrie Center area for about 20 years, and you kind of know better than I do, at least, what the park has looked like and what it's needed. So how has the park kind of transitioned, I guess you could say, in the last 20 years to where, you know, renovations are needed?
So I'm originally from Denison, Iowa, so Western Iowa. We moved here in 99, and I've been enjoying the park with my family ever since. And we actually were here when the old pool complex was still around, and that was a pretty major transition, actually, to a beautiful facility that we get to enjoy. But outside of that, the park has remained largely static with the existing equipment that they have down there and the tennis courts and the basketball courts. So there hasn't been a lot of evolution, per se, in the last 15 years. And just in the last couple of years, as part of the Park and Rec Board, the topic has been coming up. What could we do to maybe make some improvements or make some additions? So it kind of got organically started that way.
A multifaceted effort, you could say, to really do a full-scale renovation on this park. But the two parts that I want to focus on in particular are the couple that are going to be at the forefront of the focus, the improvements to the bathhouse and the pool facility, as you mentioned, and the basketball and tennis court resurfacing. Now, you're going with the resurfacing first, even though the bathhouse, you could say, has maybe more of a need. Why did you make that decision, first of all?
We contracted with a company out of Ankeny called MSA Professional Services to actually come in and help us do sort of a full-scale evaluation of what our options are, sort of compare the rough area to the area of other parks that other communities in Iowa have updated. So that really helped us crystallize the input that we had been receiving over the last few years. So with their help, we have a pretty comprehensive plan in place that includes, what you said, the standalone bathroom or the pool house complex, sand volleyball areas, basketball resurfacing, tennis court resurfacing, a 9-hole disc golf course, a walking trail. So pretty comprehensive there. And we know that as a small community, we don't have the funding to bite off that entire thing all at once. So working in conjunction with the city council, we want to take a prudent approach to say, now that we have this plan, we don't want it to stagnate for 3 or 4 years while we try to organize the funding for the entire thing. So let's pick off one or two of these things that we can start focusing on sooner rather than later and actually start making improvements little by little and sort of gain momentum as we move forward.
Chris, you mentioned a few of the proposed implementations that are going to be made at the park. Are there any in particular of the full-scale plan that you're excited, especially if there are any new implementations that are going in, excited to put in the coming years?
Yeah, I think that the 9-hole disc golf course really will give a fresh flavor to the park. It's going to be implemented in and around the natural beauty of the park, where we're going to really minimize taking out trees and the existing layout. So I'm really excited about that. And also, I think just the fact that we haven't had a functioning public bathroom in that area for many, many years. While the pool is open, there is the ability to make emergency stops there. But day after day in the summer and in the spring and the fall, there hasn't been a functioning bathroom down there. Now, as a temporary solution, we've been putting down porta potties and things like that. But really, while it's one of the more expensive parts of the plan, the ability to have a standing public restroom that can be accessed at any time, I think will really pull people down to the park so that they don't have to leave. They can have extended amounts of time in the park and enjoy it without having to build in that time to say, okay, well, we know we can only be down here for a few hours because we're going to have to run home to take care of some business and then come back. So we're really excited about the restrooms as a longer term option, but I think the disc golf course is probably the freshest piece that we can add.
Speaking of that disc golf course, you mentioned that you wouldn't have to take out too many trees or shrubs to make that work. Do you think that will be implemented this year, 2018?
At this point, I'm unsure. We're working closely with the city council to, you know, as I said, gather a good picture of the 2018-2019 budget for the city. And still remains to be seen to what capacity we'll be able to pick multiple of these parts of the master plan to incorporate in the next year or so. Like I said, I think we're focusing on the resurfacing of the courts, both the tennis and the basketball courts, but it's still up for input and discussion on the next phase of this. So, you know, we welcome any input from the community and encouragement with the city council to help us make this a reality as soon as we can.
Yeah, fantastic. And speaking of comments from the public, do you have any suggestions as to if any individuals out there, they want to help out either by donations or by just the suggestions that they have for the park, any way they should contact you guys?
I think the easiest way would be to contact any one of the members, Brene Beyer, Alan Mahaffey, Linda Grove, Blake Michelson, and myself are the acting members of the Park and Rec Board. And contacting any one of us is a great way to get that input in. And if you're not familiar, if we haven't met, or if you're not in Guthrie Center, you can certainly follow up with City Hall. And the folks at City Hall will absolutely route that information to us.
Once again, that's Chris Bundy, the acting president of the Parks and Recreation Board there in Guthrie Center. Chris, anything else?
Just thanks again for letting us have some time to communicate something that we're excited about and really want to see through. And as I said, any input or support is greatly appreciated from the community. So thanks in advance for any of that anyone can provide.
Chris Bundy joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Chris, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks, appreciate it.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.